This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast. Thank you, Jason. Ricky Rocket is with us on the West Coast, where the fires are. Hey, Rick, dogs were barking last night in the middle of the night. And so I, you know, went out with the flashlight immediately. As soon as I hear them barking, I am out, I'm on it. And I have this flashlight that is an LED rechargeable, and it's really bright, and it has a focus where you can go wide beam, narrow, you know, pinpoint. And I'm looking around, and you know, there were visitors here from Oregon last night. They just showed up in the middle of the night, these visitors, unannounced. And there were people. And there were animals. And there were trees. And there were cars. And particles of all this life was airborne and spread all over our farm and our neighbor's farm. And their neighbors' farms. And it went all the way to New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Vermont, Rhode Island, and other states. They're all over. These are people who have been incinerated. I don't mean to be this graphic, but it's absolutely true. Rick, there are people who have been incinerated, animals who have been incinerated, birds are falling out of the sky. Arson. Any comments?
Yeah. Ooh, hang them all. Good morning. You need to turn the volume up.
Morning, Rick.
Just a bit for me, please.
All right. We'll see if Jason can do that.
Ratchet. Okay.
I'm looking at the fires. I mean, there's hundreds of fires.
Your voice is distorted. What's going on with bandwidth? I think that's one of the problems we have. Nothing is working out here. Computers, telephones, everything is kind of like from China. It's you know, you can expect it to break. It's not going to be fixed or fixable. I was cleaning my, you know, filing system. I collected maybe a year of bills without filing them, and so I had to get through it and, you know, start putting things in the right order. And at the bottom of the stack is a bunch of newspapers from 2018 and the forest fire we had then. I collected those papers because the fire was really bad. I mean, as bad as anything I remember. And then I throw them away because there's nothing compared to what we're going through right now. 1 in 10 people in Oregon in the last 4 days had to evacuate. 1 in 10. That's 10% of, I don't know, that's 300,000. I'm looking at the paper right now from last night. A little statistic here. It says Slater Fire, which is, by the way, just down the street from me, 137,111 acres burned. Personnel, 659 evacuated. Containment, it's only 10% right now. Gets better. That's just down the street. Then we have people fighting the fires. Why are they doing that? Pyromaniacs is one thing. Politics is another. And while Facebook anybody that might suggest that these fires were set wasn't natural. There's nothing natural going on right now. And there are people losing their lives because of it. And it's like politics as usual. And when I say that, Portland is in riot. People are shooting each other for Black Matters. What? No, that's not happening. Are people setting these fires? Yes and no. We have some strange things going on with the sun. We've had a specifically very dry year. People have not picked up their yard, you know, like debris. That's a good place to start, because if the fire comes over the hill, the fence line's gone, because of, you know, that's where all your leaves, cones, and debris dry out and become combustible. No, explosive. That's a better word. And that's what's happening here. I may move. Why? Oregon is about as dry as I can handle it. I like snowpack. I like all four seasons. Oregon does not have four seasons. It has, you know, dry and drier. And there's no rain. If we get rain, it's gone. All the trees, every single one of them, is showing hardship, kill, what we call kill, where there's a brown spot in the tree because it died. That kind of a tree is going to just with nothing be explosive. Boom, it's going to go off right off its on its own if with any kind of fire. And it goes so fast, you can't evacuate it. You can't move fast enough. And you don't know where. Oh, and it's going to stormy winds tonight. Oh, it's going to get real toasty. Hopefully, we may have some rain Friday. Knock on wood. Everything. I've never seen anything like this. I have been in a forest fire so bad I got poison oak in my lungs and was hospitalized. This is much, much worse. And one in 10 people, my neighbors. It's we went to dinner 4 days ago at Black Bear, and it took them more than 40 minutes to serve us because of takeout. All the hotels are booked with evacuees. They had no place to go. They're on the streets, in their cars. Where are they going to go? My daughter up in Salem, you know, 3.5 hours north, was taking in some friends from O'Brien and Mr. Kilma, Happy Camp Burn. And then she had them off. And it's crazy. I mean, we're talking about the entire state of Oregon is on fire. Every single orifice. And I've never seen anything like it. It's really, I'm lucky. I kind of, you know, just walked through it like, oh, you know, oh, but everybody's sick. I'm sick. I don't know if you can hear my voice, but I have sore throat. And I have, Jolie has been in, I don't know, bed for the last 4 days because, you know, this kind of thing, when you breathe it, it makes you ill. And even when you're close in the house, you turn your air on, so you got pressure positive, so that can't seep in the cracks, if it will. And it goes like that from moment to moment, and it's getting worse. Now, hopefully, we're at the end of the season, and this will be the last of it, and we'll have some rain, and then everything will be back to normal, being dry rather than on fire. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of acres gone. Boom, just like that. It's pretty serious. And that's just Oregon. I can imagine what California's like with Moonbeam.
Yeah. Well, I can see a little bit of it here, literally. And when I was not exaggerating, the density of airborne ash last night was so dense. I've never seen anything like it before. Now, I've been out in the middle of the night and take a flashlight, you know, this LED flashlight, and I can see, you know, little things flying around here and there. But nothing like this. I would say the density must be in the millions of particles per square foot. In the millions. And I'm not exaggerating.
In you know, driving and go to the store or just, you know, to hide.
Well, I'll tell you.
I've seen more cars
broken
down on the road because it won't run in this kind of weather. That's that.
I'll tell you what it's doing. Class, I don't want you to think that we are terrible housekeepers, but I'm going to tell you how bad it is. We left the windows open for a couple of days. It was nice. It was, you know, cool outside. Why run the air conditioning when you can, you know, have the windows? So we have flow through. You know, when we open the windows, air will come in one side of the house and go out the other side of the house. Or air will come in the, you know, first floor and go out the second floor. It works really well. It was designed that way. Well, 2 days of that, and I can write my name on the dust on flat surfaces in the house. I am not kidding. I'm looking at some of the equipment, the electronic equipment here in the studio. I can write my name in the dust from 2 days. That's how bad it is. And that's in Missouri. And we are not in dust central from the West Coast. You have to be north of here to be in dust central, in the path of the dust. So it's north of Missouri, more toward the upper third of the United States where the dust and ash is traveling from the West Coast to the East Coast. Literally, it's unbelievable. Now, I do have a solution or a partial solution for lessening your burden. So here it is. And I've used this. I've told you all this before, but let me tell you again. There's a product called Endust. I believe it's spelled E-N-D-U-S-T. And what we do here at the farm is we have never replaced our furnace filters. We're using the same ones from 15 years ago. What we do is we take either we vacuum them with a vacuum cleaner, and we have a central vac, so the dust does not get redistributed throughout the house when we do this. But we can vacuum the furnace filters. So you vacuum from the living side with your vacuum, and it'll pull the dust through, and it'll get trapped in the vacuum cleaner. Or you can take it outside and blow it out with a compressor. And you blow it from the duct side outward, okay, the opposite direction if you use a compressor. And you can get all that or most of that dust off. And then what we do is we stack those furnace filters after we've removed the dust. Stack them up and then we outside and a light coat of Endust, E-N-D-U-S-T. And it creates an electrostatic charge. So what happens is as the air goes through the filter, the electrostatic charge of the filter fiberglass fibers in the filter set up an electrostatic charge, and it's like a magnet for the dust. Now, if you are in this kind of environment where you want to trap more air and you have one of those older style filters for your furnace, you can do that. Light spray. And what we do is we stack them up, and then we'll spray the top one lightly. Then we'll take one from, we have like 6 or 8 filters, and we'll stack them and rotate them as we spray them lightly so there's no waste of the end dust.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class, so I just counted up the filters. We have about 8 furnace filters throughout the house. These for the ductwork. And we have never bought a replacement furnace filter. So we're using the same ones. And these are those fluffy, inexpensive kind that used to be 39 cents a piece. Now they're probably $5 a piece. But they're fiberglass. Sometimes they're blue. Sometimes they're white. They have a cheesy paper frame. And those are the ones that we spray out with compressed air. We use a respirator when we do it. We find out which way the wind is blowing. Make sure the garage doors are closed so we don't, you know, send all this dust into the garage, you know, or wherever. So wherever we are, we make sure we know which way the wind's blowing, and we send it away from us, okay? And then we stack the filters outside on a... Oh, a picnic table. We have a metal picnic table that we've had for 30 years. And it has a wire screen so you can see through this picnic table. Stack up the filters and we spray it with end dust straight down when the wind is not blowing, because we don't want to waste this. And we use so little end dust. You know, we stack them, spray the top one, take a filter out of, you know, reshuffle them, spray it again. Maybe 3 times we'll get all of them. And we cover the entire surface of the furnace filters. Then we leave them outside for about a half an hour. And you want to do this when your furnace is not running, okay? Because you don't want to suck air through your ductwork, you know, without a filter. So you do it outside. You let the end dust lemon scent, which I find offensive. It's just overpowering. I let it volatilize in the air, and then I put the filters back in. All of our filters are marked with arrows that say this is the way the air flows. So on the edge of the filter, there's an arrow that says, you know, this is the way the air flows. So we put them back in exactly the same way. Now, how much end dust do we use? I just checked with the rest of the family to make sure that they didn't buy any that I didn't know about. We have 2 containers of end dust for the last 15 years. One of them has probably an eighth of the amount left. The other is half. So we've used roughly one and a little bit more, roughly one and a half of these spray cans in 15 years. So I just wanted to give you a feel for how little you use. And each can is 10 ounces. So that's what we do. And here's something else, Rick. It is so bad here, and this is nothing compared to what you're going through. Nothing. But the dust is so bad here that I have a coffee cup in the studio, and I've noticed for the last few days, I take a flashlight if I have just, you know, tea or a cup of water and a black coffee mug, a USA Prepares coffee mug, take a flashlight and I look in there, and there's dust floating, you know, on the surface of whatever I'm drinking. So you can't really see it with coffee so well, but you can with water. If you're drinking out of a black mug, you can see it. What I'm saying is there are incinerated insects, people, animals, trees, cars, tires, everything you can think of in my coffee cup. So I have to have a lid on it. Right now I have a sour cream.
Yeah, I haven't even begun, if any, you know, because it gets worse. This place is so bad, you don't replace filters, you replace homes. The place, you have to dust every couple of hours here, not a couple of days. Up in Seattle, where we had more moisture, I dusted once a month or something. Down here, it's normally at least once a week. And what do you think that's doing to the car engine and the carburetor and your lungs and your respiratory system? You can get pneumonia just breathing this stuff. And
I can hear it,
imagine what it's got in it, you know, from virus crap to, okay, so the whole entire fairgrounds has been turned over into an animal hospital for rescue on wildlife. Do you think if 10% of the state had to evacuate, what do you think happened to the wild animals here? And it goes downhill from there. It's,
I was trying to explain is that we're 2,000 miles away from you. And it's bad here.
The ash part, that's just nothing.
Well, I understand. I'm just trying to give that impression to our class that 2,000 miles away, I have to put a lid, a sour cream lid, covering my coffee cup because stuff is flying from the West Coast into the closed windowed house. So it's got to be awful, beyond awful. Kathy will be with you right after the break.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weekly jobless claims now below a million for the third week in a row, as Labor Department figures just released show 860,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 33,000 fewer than the previous week's total, which was revised up to 893,000. Economist Joel Naroff says it's somewhat good news.
New claims for unemployment insurance eased again last week, but they remain well above 800,000. That is still an extraordinarily high number and indicates that another 3 million or more employees could lose their jobs this month.
The southeastern U.S. still getting dumped on with rain from what was Hurricane Sally, and already forecasters say there's a 70% chance that another system in the Gulf could become a tropical depression by this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Smoke from western U.S. wildfires made news when it started to show up on the nation's east coast in the past few days. Well, now it's turning up in the skies over Europe. Experts have noted this week that Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco are also dealing with the worst air pollution on the planet because of the fires. The fires having burned millions of acres, killing dozens of people, driving thousands from their homes, and wiping out several small towns. Bud Light will be airing commercials featuring black-owned businesses during Thursday Night Football. The new ads called Thursday Night Shoutout will showcase black-owned eating establishments that have been impacted by the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. The beer maker says so far four commercials have been produced, the first one premiering during the game tonight between the Cincinnati Bengals and Cleveland Browns. And a Massachusetts man says he's using an electrified fence now to protect his yard sign supporting President Trump's re-election. John Oliveira says he is fed up with people repeatedly stealing the signs from his yard in New Bedford. The 54-year-old says he doesn't want anyone to get hurt, so he's posted three small signs near the fence. They read, "Caution, electric fence," in English, Spanish, and French. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something
else. It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why are you God, you're
take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds, don't you...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Kathy in Ohio, welcome. You're on with Rick and me.
Hi, Vince. Hi, Rick. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, Vince, I have a question for you. I was thinking about these fires and how it's really the cloudiness, the ash, the coolness. And I was thinking about what it's going to do with all the crap that is blowing across. Is it going to shorten the growing season? Is it going to harm any of the crops that we have? And I'm kind of wondering if you need it and to get it now, because I don't know if they're going to continue to ripen like they would if this keeps up with the wind blowing.
What a great point, Kathy. What you're talking about is occluding the sun's rays. That's one thing you're talking about because of the overcast conditions, the filtering, if you will, or the blocking of the sun's rays. That's one thing. Another thing you're talking about in this mix of particulates, ash, if you will, airborne ash, is insecticides, biocides, plastics, vinyl siding, a melted aluminum, brass. When brass and copper are sweated together for plumbing, they use lead. That's volatilized in the air. Car batteries with the lead has volatilized in the air, plus all the liquid petrochemicals, plus the other carcinogens, plus all the dead people and dead animals and trees. Everything you can think of has volatilized in the air. I'm sure there's some radioactivity in the air as a result of it that we didn't know where it was being stored. So that's probably in the air as well. So now all this rains down across the entire country and is spread to Europe and the ocean. So you, very, very valid points. So I think what I've heard you say in between the lines is if you need food, you ought to get it right now because the crops that are being harvested now, the grains, if you will have these particulates of dead bodies of animals, including humans, and insecticides and all the rest of it in it. I believe that's what you're saying. Rick, your thoughts?
Well, yes, it's Armageddon comes to mind. And why the Hopi say you have to probably go underground and live like in Middle Earth, like they did in Turkey and other places in different epochs. That's what's happening. How bad is the chemistry? You tell me. Everything right now, I'm seeing articles every day about how much plastic is in your gut right now and in the ocean and in the fish that are, you know, living in the ocean. And then you add Fukushima and a little bit of, I don't know, a polar shift. The sun right now is bursting out serious, creepy radiation. And while some of that is being filtered, the ash isn't doing it. And it takes a certain kind of particulate. And what we've got around the Earth right now is a litter going into the big city, you know, like New York City, and the litter outside the first 10 miles coming into a big city is just disgusting. I can imagine what aliens are thinking in terms of cleanliness and mindfulness. It's terrible. And we haven't even begun. You know, I remember in the 70s, Seattle started a recycling program, and people my age were very mindful of not throwing Burger King wrappers out the window because you didn't want your car dirty. You were mindful about that. Today, it's terrible. And the value system, oh, it'll just create a job for someone else to pick it up. Yeah, convicts on work release. I don't have answers on this stuff. It's, we need a different way of living. Chattanooga is an example of where we could and should go. Every single restaurant on the Chattanooga River has a greenhouse. And every skyscraper in New Jersey across from New York, every skyscraper has a garden on the top floor. That's it. Feeds the cafeteria for that building. That's going to be one of the life changes. The other major problem is all of us, most all of us, only grow 3% of the food we consume. Everything else has come from somewhere else, and it's processed, which means it's got creep in it so that it can store. And then you have the long haul run by Russian mafia. It's a problem of needing to decentralize, to have more self-sustaining communities that are closed systems, and maybe your home back should have its own aquaponic system, not a garden and not a greenhouse, but a food system that's producing in the middle of winter using LEDs because the sun can't get through the haze. I don't have an answer.
Let's cut to the chase here for Kathy. Kathy, in my opinion, that I would say that the food supply is more at risk by far than it was prior to these arson set and other fires. I would say
that's true. And the other problem then is that it's about storable and non-storable commodities. Storable commodities, there's about six or eight of them, and you know them, like corn and wheat. They store them, that's your basic primary food. What you need is a diversity of enzymes, and that means non-storable. You have to grow it. It doesn't store over a year. That means it's non-storable. And you use that for trade because each habitat is uniquely different. And that habitat produces golden seal, and your habitat does ginseng or whatever. That is where our future is. Diversification of non-storable commodities. And right now, we don't even have a trade deficit. I remember it was 10 to 1 with Europe, Hamburg, to be specific. And what happened is, when Hong Kong closed down, the seed of spice trade was going to move. And whoever controls the seed of spice trade controls world trade. That's been a fact since forever. And everybody thought it was going to be Hamburg. Flash, it went to Vancouver, British Columbia. And that's where all your pharmaceutical houses are now. That Vancouver is 9 times bigger than Seattle for population. I'm not kidding. All the Punjabi Indians move there, around there, and grow all the food for Vancouver right now. That's how it works up in Vancouver. It's interesting.
Kathy, what are your thoughts? Obviously, you thought through this. And class, for those of you who are new to USA Prepares, Kathy in Ohio is a USA Prepares instructor. And she has earned the title of domestic engineer. That's who she is. She is a farm girl in Ohio. Kathy, what are your thoughts? What are your concerns? Obviously, you have them.
Well, Vince, I guess you can't close your eyes to the fact that it's going to affect the growing season. Everything is so delicately balanced. And yesterday, the farmers were out. I mean, I had 4 combines go down the street and the corner with the trucks and the tractors and the pickups and the big trucks. They must have been harvesting some of the soybeans and the corn. But, I mean, that was so... there's so much activity, and I'm just not sure if is it just coincidence, or are they anticipating getting them out before any damage happens? Or
That's it, Kathy. They're running harvest early because, and you can count on, here's some bad news about Ohio. Right now, I have a friend that has tomography in his satellite, and he's seeing Yellowstone under your town right now. Guess what else is happening? How's that one feel?
No, not too good.
And that's a fact. Yellowstone is running lava under Ohio right now. It's going to happen, just like in the comic books and or the Bible. That's a good place to start. And it will be, there will be blood. There will be survivors. But it's going to be your neighbor that saves your life. That's how it's going to play, no matter where you're living. You need to get your infrastructure.
I'm afraid it's going to be the other way around, Rick. I'm afraid it's going to be us saving our neighbors,
saving our neighbors'
lives.
I saw that movie. Was it Missouri Flats? You're all going to be underwater. But when the Mississippi floods, it's going to go underwater because the Mississippi's going to cut the United States in half. And the bad news is it takes one full year to power one of those nuclear reactors that is your source of power right now. And there's going to be no warning. It's just going to down it goes, and there it is.
All right, so let's just, Kathy, please stay with us if you can. Let's talk about, where is it safe? For example, if you live in New Jersey, it's paved over. It's polluted. It's toxic. If you live in New York State, it's overtaxed.
If you live in into the Hudson, radioactivity right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you, right, in New Jersey, there are reactors that are leaking as well. Only reactors are leaking. If you live in Florida, there's only like two highways to get out of Florida. It's almost an island.
It's going to be lost, man. It's not even going to exist. And on the West Coast, when we have an 8.4, small one, off Crescent City with that volcano out in the, about 100 miles out, in Crescent City, the entire shelf of I-5 West is gone, just like in the movies. And when I say that,
all right, so
yeah,
all right, let's go to Arizona. Go to Arizona. If the grid goes down, it's like living in a frying pan, literally.
Yeah.
Nevada is a desert. Las Vegas has no reason to exist except for political reasons. They said, let's put this corruption over here, let's put this depravity over here, and the people of Las Vegas said that's a good idea, but everything has to be shipped in. There's nothing that grows in Las Vegas. They got to bring the water in, they've got to bring the electricity in. So that doesn't make any sense. There's no good place, Rick, that I can think of, except for the Dakotas and Montana, maybe, except it's freezing cold there. Kathy, I know you have a couple more comments. Did you want to hold to the break?
Health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. Kathy's with us. Kathy, I'd like to ask your permission to do something. You sent me an email this morning, and I responded to you. Would you mind if I read your email that you sent me this morning?
Sure, go ahead, man.
Okay. Class, I don't want this to sound self-serving. The reason I'm reading this is because Kathy said something in this email that has been an obstacle for all of us. And I want to share that with you. It's a very short email. It said, Vincent, what great shows you had this week. I thought that your thoughts on keeping the wealth in your family was so important. Also, when you mentioned with Kyle that this will be a bad fall and winter, it will get political and nasty. I feel like I can't get people to listen or understand. You're doing a great service for all of us. Thank you, Kathy. The main point was, I feel like I can't get people to listen or understand. That's what she said. That's the point that I wanted to. That's the salient point. My response to her was, Kathy, you, Gwyneth, Norm, Ricky, Rich, Kyle, David, Captain John, I, and the rest of the faculty are all side by side in this. It takes all of us. I can't get people to listen either. I asked Dr. Joel Wallach on the air about people not listening to him. And how can he stand it? And he said, Noah was lonely too. See you tomorrow, hour number one. Thank you, Vincent. The point is that it is extremely difficult for us to get people to pay attention. It's right in front of them, but it seems like it's too hard. It's too hard to prepare. It's too hard to look up. And, you know, Rick's a farmer. I'm talking about Ricky Rocket. He's a farmer. He's a physicist, and he's a farmer. Kathy's a farmer. I'm a farmer. Gwyneth's a farmer. Norm's a farmer. A whole bunch of us are here. Kyle, Rich Sheban, a whole bunch of us.
Another link there.
Yeah, and we're, you know, we as farmers absolutely, positively have to do one thing for sure, or they will go under, and that is plan. A farmer who doesn't plan is doomed real quickly. So we plan, and we have to pay attention. That's who we are. And Kathy, what you've been saying is absolutely right. We can't get people who are not farmers to pay attention. We can't do it. So we are in it.
Yeah. Did you know that a farmer is like a physicist? They have to have more than one skill. you know, animal husbandry, machinery. You work on machinery during the winter. That's what you do with a farm. And, you know, multi. You have to have, to be a farmer, you have to have at least six skills to survive out in the wilderness. Did you know that?
No, I wanted to share... I want to share something with Kathy as well. Kathy, I read a report. It was a survey about the most respected professions there are. Of all the professions that exist, the number one most respected position in the country right now is farming. Now, we probably went from last place to first place. Kathy, is that amazing or what?
And totally agree. It's such a hard life, and it's such a rewarding life. But if you don't know what you're doing, and people don't realize that we have signs on our highways that say thank the farmer, because if you don't have the farmer, you're not going to eat, or you're going to get imported goods. And it's they're amazing people. I just love farmers.
Well, yes, and you know what, class? If you look at a farmer, and you look at someone who sits in an office and just presses keys and clicks a mouse, at age 70, you'll see that the farmer is more worn out, more miles on him than that person who just clicks keys, because it's hard. It is demanding. It's hard. It's stressful. There's not much easy about it, but it is more rewarding than pressing keys, that's for sure. And I think that what you mentioned is so important, Kathy. The pollution from the West Coast fires will take its toll on what people are going to eat next year. Because those tomatoes are going to be processed, and they're going to be put in jars, and they're going to enjoy cannibalism next year.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty gross, but
that you spent, Vinny, on the food that we currently are eating. I think you sent that one 2 days ago. That one link, and then you sent a second link. That first link showed the fish. You know, the tuna.
Hold on, Rick. Hold it for just a second. Kathy, did you want to stay with us through the break?
No, I'll let you go, Ben. Thank you for letting me speak.
Okay. Kathy, I'm looking forward to our broadcast tomorrow. Thanks for being with us. Thank you for making sure that we all paid attention to the raining down of the ash.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.